Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh. We're joined by the same people which joined me on the Love Island exclusive episode. We've got Danny, we've got Penny, we've got Ben, and we've got Katie. This guys is having games where you guys are trying to compete for a random adjective to put at the end of your name. We've got teams this time. We've got Penny and Danny versus Ben and Katie. Depending on what team wins, you guys are going to get a random adjective for your own person. Now, this week we've got Urban Dictionaries, which basically means I've scoured through all of Urban Dictionary website. Everyone's heard of the website,
the entire website,
and I found a few selected phrases for you guys, which I'm going to ask you what you think it is, and you're going to mingle amongst yourselves and try
mingle.
You're going to discuss amongst yourselves and try and come up with what you think the word means, and then you're going to report back to me, the person who has the closest answer that I'm going to give the point to. And if you finish with the most points, you get a randomly generated adjective for the episode.
Great.
How does that sound?
Great.
All good. Ben, how are you feeling actually on the podcast this time?
I feel alright.
You'll be fine. You'll be right. We're going to get straight into it with the first word. Smartphone waterfall.
Ooh.
Okay. The Urban Dictionary is smartphone waterfall.
Urban Dictionary as well, so that can go...
That could be anything. Smartphone...
Is this PG?
No, it isn't PG at all.
15?
15, 18 plus, adult content only. Smartphone waterfall. Penny and Ben do rock, paper, scissors as to decide which team goes first.
Okay. Are we going on three?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
One, two, three.
Yeah, okay.
Ben won. Yeah. Ben, so you get to decide who wants to go first.
Why was that so unnerving that neither of us said rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, it was really silent.
Really intense.
Taking that seriously.
Yeah.
Let's go first.
Yeah, you want to go first. Okay, so yeah, it's smartphone waterfall. I'll give you both a few minutes to think, which is you guys can devise what you think.
So let's have our mingle.
Is this smartphone like a penis?
Yeah.
To be fair though, I'm on this
the smartphone like his penis.
Like a penis.
Like whose penis?
MC. A generic penis.
Any old penis.
Yeah, he got his smartphone out. Is that actually he got his penis out?
And then waterfall.
Why are
being
but then how does that relate to a waterfall?
The waterfall being semen.
Oh. God.
Now just because it doesn't have to be a PG doesn't mean it
isn't
PG. Right.
I think our first guess was alright. Logic.
Yeah.
Ben and Katie, you guys are going first. So what do you think smartphone waterfall is?
I think we, after our mingle...
That was the dog, by the way.
Scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
We decided that it was when you drop your phone into the toilet...
And don't realise.
You don't initially realise until you then flush the toilet.
And then
that is a good one. That is the waterfall.
Smartphone waterfall. I really like that. That's probably one of the most interesting and accurate to the name thing that we've received, but it's not right.
Oh, right.
It's not right
really?
At all. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Penny and Danny.
So.
Smartphone waterfall.
I don't know why it's called smartphone, because I don't think anyone says, oh, check out my smartphone anymore.
Yeah.
So smartphone could mean a penis. But I think it's when you get flooded with WhatsApps, like a waterfall of WhatsApps into your smartphone.
Yeah, or general notifications from like a thread of notifications.
Shit, my phone.
Yeah.
Waterfall.
Yeah.
I like that. Incorrect, again.
Okay.
Now I'm going to say that, now I have to give it a point this round. Usually with this game, we pick between the two of you, we keep going until someone gets it right. This time I'm just going to give it to the person which I think got closest to the answer. Now the answer was... when one person checks their phone, inciting a domino effect of everyone else checking their own phones.
I see.
And I think because Penny and Danny elaborated on the waterfall of notifications aspect, they will get a point this round. So you guys have a point this round.
Fair enough.
So you guys, but you guys had a pretty good answer.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
We should add that in, definitely.
We'll add that, we'll change it.
I might add that in, yeah.
Yeah. You won now,
slap
wait.
Her copyright on that.
Now, moving on to round two. Round two. The next one we have for you guys is bedgasm. Now, because Danny and Penny won the last round, Ben and Katie, you're going first this round, like last round. Bedgasm. What do you guys think bedgasm is?
So we think it's...
But you won last round.
Excuse me, we're answering our
question.
We think it is when it's kind of combination of, like, say, crisp sheets on the bed, and you just slide into that at the end of a day, and you're just like, oh, bed.
Oh, the...
Followed by, in the middle of the night, like a hot, sticky night or whatever, flip that pillow over. Or if you're against a wall, you just press yourself against it. It's just like, oh, just like a bedgasm. Gorgeous. Or, also, just 3 points
you
to this one.
You can't give
slipping the my favourite, personally, is going to bed with a pair of woolies on, your socks, and slipping them off in the early hours of the morning. And that, for me, is a bedgasm. Just like, oh.
Didn't need the sound effects. Okay, that was very nice. Very nice. I like that. Okay, Danny and Penny.
Okay. I feel like you stole our answer.
Yeah, it was very similar. Our answer was when you get into bed at the end of a long day and you're just like, oh, it just feels so good to just be in bed.
In yeah. Gym jammies.
Yeah, yeah, gym jammies.
Cup of tea
yeah.
on the side.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
On the side yeah. with a cup
yeah.
of tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you guys are actually both right, but obviously because Katie and Ben went first, they get the point for that round, so you guys are currently wow. both on 1 point each.
Danny's livid, like, furious.
You can't believe it. The actual description is a feeling of complete, utter...
Euphoria.
Euphoria, which nope. peaks when...
Euphoria.
Yeah. Euphoria.
Danny's put the emphasis
yeah.
on the four,
Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Which peaks when climbing into bed. So yeah, there you go, you guys. You guys got that pretty well, actually. But if you guys didn't get the advantage, they would have got that.
Oh, why? Because we elaborated too much. Did we go down a road for that?
No, you got the point, because you guys went first.
Because you went first, but you only went first because we won the last one.
Yeah, so now...
Basically,
oh, okay.
you guys won that point because we're better than you.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Ooh,
wow. We weren't competitive.
I mean, crashed all.
Now it's Penny and Danny going first in round three. Right. This one is bread crumbing. Bread crumbing, one word.
Sexual,
bread crumbing. It could be sexual, could not be sexual. Yeah. I'll give you guys a few minutes to think what bread crumbing is.
Something gross in it.
No. Just that word alone. No.
Oh, yeah, gosh, yeah. Good at this. Okay.
I think you just heard us.
What?
Oh, what did you say? Okay, you guys seem pretty sure on your answer, actually, both of you do. But we're starting with Danny and Penny. What's your answer to breadcrumbing?
So it started because breadcrumbing is when you follow someone on the internet. And you explain it better.
Okay, so breadcrumbing is, you know, in like the...
Like a trail that you leave behind.
Yeah, you know in the Hansel fairy tales, in Hansel and Gretel, they left the breadcrumbs so they could go back to where they were.
Mm.
Also on websites, a breadcrumb trail is to go to the pages you've been on before you get to that page. So we thought it's going back to your ex.
Or like, yeah, you're trailing, you're like, someone's cheating on you, you're trailing them, and you're like, I was breadcrumbing that dick and he was cheating on me.
Breadcrumbing the dick?
No, that dick. That asshole. And yeah. I trailed his, either online or real life.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
I like that. Interesting. Ben and Katie, your answer, breadcrumbing.
So ours, it stemmed from the same sort of origin, of Hansel and Gretel. However, instead of to catch a cheating partner, our train of thought was...
Catch little children.
yes, exactly. No! And then eat them. No, it was you would deliberately leave an item at someone's house that you were seeing, and then you would have an excuse to go back. But, oh, hey, I left my glasses. Can I pop over, pick them up, and
maybe
have sex?
I can't see on my way out.
Yeah. Breadcrumbing. Breadcrumbed. You've breadcrumbed.
You just... Oh, I forgot that.
Sorry, I breadcrumbed you.
Well, you wouldn't say that to them.
Secret crumbing.
Say to your mates, I breadcrumbed her last weekend.
Exactly.
Oh, gross. That's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, better than a breadcrumb dick or whatever you say.
That's online. No.
So you're playing mind games, Katie. I really like both your answers, but because none of them are actually close to what the actual thing was, it's the act of sending flirtatious text messages to fish for a sexual partner.
Planting seeds
in that regard. Because they weren't close, we're going to move on to the next question, the other one that I have. So currently you are both still 1 point each. You're drawing so far. So it all could come down to this one, okay?
Okay.
And this one, hopefully it should be a quick one for you guys. Round four is business shower for you guys. Business shower, I'll give you a few minutes to think what business shower could be.
Is it like...
I mean, that's so loud. Are you going to discuss it? Are you going to discuss it at
decibel? I think that business shower...
You tell us to turn around and you're like, I think it might be.
Yeah,
I think it'll be like that.
Yeah.
I think that. Yeah.
We get to go first, though.
Do they?
Because they went first last time.
You went first last time. So you get to go first.
You get to go first again.
Is it not rock, paper, scissors?
No.
Okay, so Danny and Penny, give me your description as to what you think business shower is?
We think it's when you have to, when you have a shower either before or after sex, and it's like, okay, quick, I need a business shower this shit. So it's like a quick in and out clean.
Before or after the business.
Before or after the business.
Sorry. Wait, what do you mean, what's the business?
Sex.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, interesting, yeah. Mm. Ben and Katie? Shower?
We felt it's more like a formalised golden shower.
So a golden shower
when you
being
get into the shower
when
you
urinate on someone.
Yeah, but you
but
just
instead of being
up a bit.
Naked, you are wearing business.
Just to make it not feel as
so
grotty.
Maybe...
I think not to make it feel as grotty as it otherwise would, I'm imagining.
So James Bond in Casino Royale, when he gets in the shower with Eva Green, plus urine.
Yeah, and that would be known as a business shower. Plus a girl.
I feel like some sort
never...
of urine is involved in this.
So basically, our sum up is
yeah, please
a zhuzhi golden shower.
A zhuzhi golden shower.
Is it actually a shower for work?
A business
shower. Is it actually a shower that someone takes before they go to their office job? And we're looking at it completely the wrong way.
It's actually just like the quick shower you have
shower,
when you wake
yeah,
up late
shower.
In the morning.
It's gonna be so innocent.
Yeah. You said it was not.
You guys keep making it tough for me. I think last round, obviously, I drew it because you guys weren't close. This round, I think both of you were close in different ways, evenly. Okay, so I'll read it out to you guys. A business shower is an intimate shower two people take solely to save time. You guys said about the shower aspect. You guys said there's multiple people. So I'm going to give you both a point for that, and we're going to move on to the final question, the final one that I have. In round five.
Can
Wait.
We start this round? Can we have this question first?
No, you can't.
It was also a draw.
I have to start with them.
Yeah.
Round five, the word I have for you guys from Urban Dictionary is the three-touch rule. The three-touch rule. What do you guys think is the three-touch rule?
Mm,
does that make sense?
Yeah, got it. So it's like... Yeah. Totes.
It's three.
Okay, do you have two boobs? Or three?
Or two balls?
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think? We haven't gone through it.
See if it works.
Oh, this one's really hard.
Well, we got it, so.
Yeah.
Why
what are we going for? We don't know that yet,
but we think we have.
Well, yours didn't make any sense at all.
Say
what you thought
I want to hear what it is.
Actually, no.
No, let's go with mine. No.
I feel like it's been a lot simpler. We've been reading too much into it. And
we'll do it.
I really want to hear that other answer.
Yeah.
We need to hear it after.
Okay, like,
kind of
you're trying to... Yeah.
Okay, thank you, finally. Okay, now, obviously, Danny and Penny, you guys are going first because
yes.
Katie and Ben won two rounds ago.
I mean, we drew both rounds.
No, you drew last round.
It
doesn't
sound
then,
like we lost.
But then
two rounds
ago.
You win, though. Student.
What is your answer to the three-touch rule?
Our answer is when you're in a potential courting situation with another person, and there's 3 points of contact before you can tell whether they like you or not. For example, a guy could... tuck a girl's hair behind her ear, touch her arm,
upper back,
kind of thing. Not sexual touching at all, just points of contact to see if it's a flirty situation.
Okay, interesting. And Ben and Katie?
Ours actually ended up being quite similar to that
in terms of
like...
Jesus.
I know, genuinely. So, because we had a lot of back and forth, but we thought it was like... Yeah, the three toucher, it's kind of like you've got like, you know, like one, two, three, and then people kind of would like to gesture if that's kind of a...
What
we're
saying.
What?
Listeners can't see what...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. but like, yeah, point, yeah, basically, yeah, same as that, like touching
three
people.
Points of contact.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we settled on in the end.
Now, you guys obviously very similar answers, and the final answer, what the definition was, when one person touches another on three separate occasions at a single event to show that they are interested in them, which means Danny... And Penny, you guys have won with 3 points against 2 points, Ben and Katie.
Beautiful.
Congratulations,
thank
you won.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You did it, I think, in the quickest episode of Having Games ever, which has been 20 minutes long so far.
Nice.
So now you guys, obviously, you're competing for a random adjective to go at the end of your name. Penny already has one. Penny the...
Dramatic.
Penny the dramatic. Danny, you're just Danny the at the moment.
Danny
you have
Pad.
One yet. Danny Pad. So...
Danny Pad!
Is that not what you said?
I don't like that.
don't know what you said.
Danny pad.
Pad. So Danny pad is. Sounds like a sanitary item.
Danny pad.
You got a Danny pad.
Danny pads.
Box of Danny pads at the moment. Like
now, although you guys won, and although you guys do get a title, one each this time because you guys won the same team, it doesn't mean the title is going to be good. In the past, we've had one of my guests, Joe. No, who was it? Tom. Tom went from Tom the Powerful to Tom the Terrible, even though he won.
Is it like generated on a system?
Yes, yeah. It's on this website. So it's all randomly generated. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. So I've generated a few here, two here, and you guys, I'm going to give it to each of you. So currently, Penny, you're Penny the Dramatic.
Yes.
Penny, you've now won. I feel like this needs to be Love Island, where it's like the person I'm picking is, and they wait.
A little speech why.
Penny, you were Penny the Dramatic. Now, you are Penny the Unaccountable.
Oh,
whoa. Oh,
whoa. That's difficult. No, I don't know if it was better or worse.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Unaccountable.
Unaccountable is like kind of like you can't rely on them. Yeah.
Ooh.
Or isn't it, you can't blame me for anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So it is that term.
Which is
yeah.
ironic in a group situation.
Yeah.
Very true.
Oh, no.
And Danny...
Yeah.
It could be a good one. I could just be laughing for the hell of it. Danny, you were Danny Pad. I love it. Danny. Now.
That's nice coming to the office on Monday.
Okay.
Now you are Danny the Clumsy.
Sure, I'd like to say that I'm not clumsy. But I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I'll roll with it.
And that just means that you guys might have to come back next time to try and get a better name in the future.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah? Same with Ben and Katie.
Yeah.
You guys are going to come back just to try and get a name.
Absolutely.
A name.
I'm saying
Stick
Form,
so
I was nominated
no
the clumsiest in my second year. I got an award
nice.
In my room.
So how
home.
Does it feel now that Danny's now
taking
your
name?
It's slightly suffocating and concerning, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It might change.
Do you guys feel all right the fact that you didn't win and you didn't win a name?
It's alright, because we'll still be Ken.
Yeah,
you'll still
friends.
Be Ken. Your couple one, exactly, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
But maybe in the future...
Yeah, great.
Maybe in the future I can have you two face against each other, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in an actual physical fight.
We actually, I have to say, worked, for the record, very well as a team in this situation.
Can
we
you
don't
tell us
normally...
what the other thing was?
Yeah, what's the other thing for Three Touch Rule?
I don't know if it's appropriate for the...
Yeah,
say it. Say
you
it.
Said golden showers.
The happy word audience has... The happy word audience has heard a lot.
I
what
thought it might.
One?
I just wondered. Oh. You're so going to have to cut this out.
You know,
just
chairs.
I wondered if it would be like Three Touch Rule is like you kind of, when you're getting to know someone, you're getting intimate, you know, you've got like bases. But I thought it might be like kind of a halfway house between bases. So it was like you kind of like maybe touch like the bell end and touch like the main bit and touch the balls. It was like Three Touch.
So no, when
like
she was telling you, when she was telling you this, what were you thinking?
Two.
I was thinking, no. It's very specific to the male genitalia.
Yeah, the girls might be like boobs and then you might, head, you know, whatever.
Head down south. What I like is Ben said he was like, I think we're taking this a little bit too far. We might just need to wind this back a little bit, really find out what we think of this.
Yes.
Keep
I would
PG.
Maybe not include that in the final cut, considering that our boss will be listening in.
Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Amanda.
Now,
not.
You guys won, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
You've
Thank
also
you.
Finished your first Having Games podcast
right.
and your first ever podcast, all of you, earlier. How does it feel to do your first ever podcast?
I'm worried about what I'm going to sound like on
That's the biggest concern.
I'm really excited. I really liked it. Really
yeah.
fun. Definitely want to come back again. I think,
yeah.
Ben, you've enjoyed it now.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
It is refreshing. And it's relaxed.
Because he wasn't sure at first, so.
Yeah.
It's
Besides
good.
How hot it is in here, it's actually quite relaxed.
I'm actually
well.
Quite.
So,
yeah.
Cold. Yeah,
yeah, it's
so.
What?
It's
hot.
It's the jacket.
Now, the other games that we do are movie pitches, where I give the guests a movie actor's name or a celebrity and a random genre and a randomly generated object, and they have tried to pitch to me individually a movie idea.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And
good.
That one is so fun. I was going to do it with you guys, but it literally takes like an hour
yeah,
to do.
Fine.
It would have gone too long. So
Next time.
But you can check that Having Games episode and Having Games episode 5 with Woodrow Cox. That was a very entertaining episode. Now, before we finish off, any shout-outs this episode of Having Games episode? No.
I think, again, it would have to be a shout-out to Rebecca, who is eagerly waiting in this episode.
She is.
Yeah.
So, again,
to my manager, director, the production team.
Yes, another thank you. Shout-out to the family, friends and colleagues
yeah,
who supported
yeah,
me
yes.
and getting to the point I'm at.
Yeah.
And also Olive, wherever she is.
Oliver's,
the dog Oliver, yeah,
slightly less vocal in this one, but yeah. She, bless her.
I'm gonna shout out our non-winners because they're not losers. Ugh, we're all winners here. Just the slightly non-winners here, Ben and Katie. Thank you for coming on. I'm looking forward to you two in the future coming on the podcast.
Doing we're more very excited. Games, yeah.
Doing more stuff in the future. That'd be a lot of fun. Now, before we finish up, Danny, I was gonna ask you. Do you or anyone else have any podcast recommendations?
Oh my god, so many. I need to come in. Let me get my phone. Someone pass my phone.
Right, we'll be here for hours.
Start off with Love Island, The Morning After.
Yeah, but then we take a dark twist, a dark turn.
Science-ish is great.
Science-ish.
Science-ish.
Oh, right. I listened this week.
Which one?
To Dr. Death.
Right.
The Shrink Next Door.
Yeah, and Dr.
Death. And Dirty John.
So those three are great.
Three. Yeah.
Also, I'd highly recommend, this is just from personal preference that I've been listening to, big podcast fan over here, The Ballad of Billy Balls. Great, great.
What's it about?
It is about, it's actually a mother-daughter story that involves a murder. It's true life and a lot of drugs, and it's about like the healing process, but it's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies for swearing. Confronting O.J. Simpson is the sister of the guy that got killed. Should know his name, just can't think right now. But it's her side of the story. It's amazing. This Land is about Native American land in America. Very interesting. Running from Cops. Great. Listen to it. If you've listened to anything from Pineapple Street Media, they're great. Unexplained. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty spooky. Went to see him live.
Really, you did in Brighton. Yeah. Crime With your
Town,
dad, right?
My dad. I'm not sure what he thought about it. Crime Town and obviously Ear Hustle are my ones at the moment. And Hamish and Andy. If you want to loll for hours and you want something just to listen to in the background, Hamish and Andy.
When Having Words isn't on.
Obviously.
Of course.
Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and Andy.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
There you go.
There you go, thank you. Does anyone else have any other podcast recommendations when Danny just went through the entire podcast directory?
I do.
I would suggest listening to Adam Buxton's
podcast. Yes, classic.
Very funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had the celebrated Louis Theroux on a few times as well, who I think everyone loves.
Yeah.
And also another crime podcast is Death in Ice Valley.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Death in Ice Valley.
Yeah.
Love
it. So it's about an unsolved, what they think is a murder.
Yeah.
They're still unsure. Mystery from the 60s.
Yeah.
It's good.
And was it in Norway?
Yes, I think.
And yeah, the story behind it is very interesting.
That's cool.
Also, one before you go.
Yeah.
I just lost it and I can't remember the name. It's a really good crime one. Atlanta Monster. Atlanta Monster.
Atlanta Monster.
Yeah, Monster. I've never said that word. Monster.
Monster.
Yeah, it's about a really famous murderer. It's all great, but the O.J. Simpson one and This Land is worth listening to.
There's plenty of content. And just real quick, I feel like it's kind of tabooed upon. I think we discussed this actually about discussing podcasts. Like, I feel like podcasts should be a thing. It's like, hey, what music do you listen to? Yeah, hey, what podcasts do you listen to?
Yeah.
So I'm going to encourage our listeners to discuss podcasts with the people that they're surrounding themselves with, their friends and family. Ask what podcasts they listen to. Recommend podcasts. It doesn't have to be this one. It would be nice if it was this one, but it can be other ones as well. Now, before we finish up, any final words from the winners? Do you have any final words?
The winners.
Thank you for having us on.
Great, very
exciting. That's it, really.
Okay, cool. You can find us on Spotify and iTunes, and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, and support us on Patreon. Feel free to leave an iTunes review if you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week. Thank you, guys, for being on ever so much.
Thank you. Woo!